yes. There'll be a change in the weather, a change in the sea, and from now on, there's going to be a change in me. Ah, yes, I'm going to change my way of living. If that ain't enough, I'll even change the way I strut myself. Good morning to you on this TGIF Friday, February 15, 2008. I'm Don Wayne, your host for the next hour here on RBN on a brand new program we call, I kid you not, well, not brand new, especially this is about the end of the first 4 weeks, and all like that. But in any event, we look for stories that are either underreported or perhaps not reported at all on the mainstream media, and yet in all too many instances, these stories impact our lives much more significantly than the normal bill of fare that we're fed by the alleged media. So as we say now, whoever you are and wherever you may be within sound of my voice on this TGIF Friday, a warm welcome to I Kid You Not. Now, if you've been with us for the past couple of days, we're discussing the North American Union as conceived by a demonic organization known as the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, and its offshoot, consisting of 300 or so infamous members, the Trilateral Commission. Now, as I indicated yesterday, if the North American Union becomes a reality, believe me, I kid you not when I tell you, it will mean the destruction of the United States of America. That's how important this is. Now, we invite your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Give us your thoughts on this vitally important subject. Now, Henry Lamb, writing in WorldNet Daily, writes in a column he titled, Watching Government Eliminate Our Boundaries, says, it all began in 1993 with an expansion of the La Paz Agreement between the United States and Mexico. Bill Clinton issued Executive Order 12904 in 1994, which created the Border Environment Cooperation Commission to oversee development in Border Region XXL, a region 62 miles wide on either side of the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, we say that to say this. He goes on to say, it's a little-known agreement. It's a side deal, as so many of these deals are. They're on the hush. They don't want you and I to know about these things. This is just supposed to be taking place behind closed doors. But Henry Lamb goes on to say in this article, he said, it's a side deal in the much-touted North American Free Trade Agreement, which was a precursor to the Security and Prosperity Partnership, or SSP as it's known, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, born in March of 2005. The agreement was reinforced in March of 2006, a year later, when the governments of Mexico, the United States, and Canada met again to focus on their agenda to what? To erase national borders. Now, that's what this is all about. It's one world government. What are your thoughts? It's coming on us like a freight train, the North American Union, 800-313-9443. Get on the telephone and talk to us. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne, I kid you not. And today we're discussing with you the most important subject that I think we could possibly discuss. And it's this evil-inspired consortium put together by the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, and it's known as the North American Union. And it's being done behind closed doors, folks. For the most part, the major media is not going to inform you on these things. You're going to hear about it, for example, on WorldNet Daily, here on RBN, and so forth. But for the most part, this is not something that's going to reach the headlines as far as the alphabet networks, CNN, Fox News, etc., the usual suspects. This, I'm quoting to you this morning from an article that appeared in WorldNet Daily, written by Henry Lamb, a very good writer, very good researcher. And he's talking, the title of the article is Watching Government Eliminate Our Borders. The little-known agreement called the Border Environment Cooperation Commission to oversee development in Border Region XXL, a region 62 miles wide on either side of the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, this little-known agreement, a side deal in the much-touted North American Free Trade Agreement, was a precursor to the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, or SSP. Born in March of 2005. The agreement, reinforced in March of 2006, a year later, when the governments of Mexico, the United States, and Canada met again to focus on their agenda to erase national borders. Now, in case you joined us late, you're all caught up. And we're quoting from an article appearing in WorldNet Daily, written by Henry Lamb. Well-researched, well-documented, and something that you can... It's reliably accurate. I kid you not. He goes on to say that with even less public attention, plans for a transportation super corridor were unfolding. You've probably heard a little bit about this here and there. Now, this quarter mile wide, that's as wide, for example, as four football fields. It's four football fields wide. This quarter mile wide highway rail corridor will stretch all the way from Lázaro Cárdenas in southern Mexico to the Canadian border and beyond. Kansas City, the heartland, is seen as the primary inland port that will house both Mexican and U.S. customs officials. Okay? Public hearings are being held now in Texas, where thousands of landowners will be uprooted by right-of-way acquisitions. It seems to matter very little what the people who are directly affected think or want down there. The project rumbles forward like a freight train, as if the agencies involved had never been exposed to the idea that government is empowered by the consent of the governed. This is the furthest concept in the minds of these people that are behind all of this, the CFR Trilateral Commission. Where's Congress in all of this? Henry Lamb asks, good question, huh? If there was a bill enacted into law that authorized the executive branch to enter into this agreement or to plan this massive transportation corridor, it certainly didn't make the news. Did you hear about it? I missed it. If any of these major media, Alphabet Networks, CNN, Fox News, if any of them have mentioned it, what little is known about these projects has been dug up by WorldNet Daily and other alternative media such as you're listening to this morning here on RBN. That's where you'll hear it. Lamb goes on to say in this article that government apparently assumes that these projects will be good for America. Whether or not the people want these projects is not a factor to be considered. Whether or not the people want these projects is a factor not to be considered. That's in direct opposition to everything this nation stands for, isn't it? But that's who these people are. They stand in direct opposition to everything that our founders had intended for this constitutional republic to stand for. These are one-worlders. No other way to put it. He goes on to say, there can be no doubt that commodities will move faster through this super corridor than current transportation modalities will allow. And this includes, of course, such things as illegal drugs, illegal aliens, terrorists from the Middle East, and whatever else anyone wants to get into the United States is going to be made possible through this corridor. Promises that the corridor will be secure, quote-unquote, ring hollow in the light of past efforts to secure the U.S. border. At the root of the problem, an evolving concept of what America is or was or should be. For nearly a century, America led the world in freedom and prosperity, not because government decided what's best for America, but because a free people decided what government could and could not do. Those are the words of Henry Lamb. Well said. He goes on to say, somewhere along the way, the people got too busy earning a living, watching ball games, shopping, vacationing, getting rich off government projects. So the idea of limiting government and limiting government initiatives sort of fell out of favor, didn't it? He's right there. The idea of a citizen legislature became sort of, I don't know, obsolete. That's old-fashioned, huh? Of course, government schools promoted the same idea. Government became the domain of the professional. Professional bureaucrats, professional legislators now run the government. They're aided by professional NGOs. NGOs, non-government organizations, that take tax dollars to serve as partners with government to give the appearance of public involvement. Now, what are your thoughts on this subject this morning? This is a subject I want to limit our phone calls to, and that is the North American Union. There is no more important subject that we can discuss with you on this air or any other place. Because if what we're saying comes to pass, and it's all due to come to pass by the year 2010, now that's just around the corner, isn't it? So get on the telephone, 800-313-9443. Give us your thoughts on the coming North American Union. We're reading from an article that appeared in WorldNet Daily, written by Henry Lamb. Well-documented, well-researched, I kid you not. Well, he goes on to say now that most of America seems perfectly content to let government do pretty much whatever it wants. Aside from complaining, there's little evidence that the majority of Americans really care enough about what the nation is becoming to do the work necessary to return government to the people. Those are Henry Lamb's words. And I try to remind you from time to time Jefferson's warning, where he said that an enlightened people cannot become enslaved. Continuing on with the article, most of America seems perfectly content to let government do whatever the heck it wants. Aside from complaining, there's little evidence that the majority of us care enough about what the nation is becoming to do the work necessary to return government to the people. Both the Clinton and Bush administrations have let our borders fade away by refusing to enforce immigration laws, by actively promoting the erasure of our borders through trade agreements, give away American prosperity. These agreements have one goal and one goal only, folks, and that's to homogenize the economies of these three nations. Now, were these economies homogenized? This is something that's very important. Were these three economies, Canada, Mexico, America, homogenized as the goal of the trade agreements and the Security and Prosperity Partnership envision? The per capita income of all three nations would be $28,000. Perhaps that's what David Rockefeller, the infamous one, energized strictly out of the gates of hell, the trilateralist, what David Rockefeller said, what meant when he said that the American people, these are my words, I'm quoting Rockefeller now, he said the American people must learn to get by on much less of what they produce. In other words, should this North American Union conspiracy become a reality, America will become like a third world country, folks. Get on the telephone, 800-313-9443. That's our phone. Tell us what you think. The formation, now I'm changing gears here a little bit. This is from a website entitled Stop the North American Union. And it's an article written by Danyon G. Peterson, a PhD. And she writes, she says the formation of the European Union is the blueprint being used to construct the North American Union. In other words, what you see happening in the European Union, the exact same thing is going to happen under this North American Union conspiracy. Call it what it is. Okay, get on the telephone. We have a break coming up here. 800-313-9443. What are your thoughts on the coming North American Union? Folks, it's coming like a freight train. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. We're talking about perhaps the most important subject that could possibly be on the minds of any clear-thinking American as we speak, and I'm referring to this infamous behind-the-scenes conspiracy to destroy America as we know it, called the North American Union. And we have Gil in Arizona on the phone. Good morning, Gil. Welcome to our program. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm just fine. How are you, sir?
All righty. I live here in Arizona. I'm an American citizen, and of course I live close to the border, and I go to Mexico quite often. And also I was lived in Canada for 15 years. I guess this is a little bit off track, but there's something I like to clarify in my mind. People seem to equate Canada with Mexico as far as borders go. I mean, Canada is just as far advanced, or probably more so, in its infrastructure, in its employment, in its people.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, to lump Canada as if it were, a Mexico, I think maybe everybody doesn't want to be racist or discriminatory against Mexico, but certainly Canada and the United States are just about one country, let's face it, as far as its people goes.
Well, Mexico, of course, is a third world country.
Exactly.
Mexico is a third world country, and neither Canada or the United States, of course, is yet. They will be if the North American Union has its way. That's what I was mentioning a moment ago, Gil. I don't know if you heard me.
Yes.
I said David Rockefeller has already said that when this happens, that Americans, well, such as you and I, are going to have to learn to get along on a lot less of what we produce. What does that mean? That means that the average income, which is now around $51,000 for Americans, is going to be reduced to around $28,000. That's almost half.
Yeah, I agree.
Go ahead.
I do agree, but would you be, let's say we had a Canadian-American union. I wouldn't see any problem with that because the two, even the dollar right now is on par with the Canadian dollar.
Okay, Gil, can I ask you this?
Mm-hmm.
Canada has a socialized medicine scheme.
Yes.
Socialized health care.
My brother lives there.
All right, now, okay, now let me ask you this. You're in contact with your brother, I would imagine.
Yes, very much.
Can you share with me and our listeners what his impression of their Canadian healthcare system is?
Well, let me tell
Sounds
you.
Sounds off subject, but there's a link here. Go ahead.
Well, let me tell you something, you know, from the common folk. The doctors up there are paid by the government. And every citizen in Canada has a plastic card, like a Visa card. And when you go to the doctor, the doctor runs that card off, and he gets paid by Ottawa, and that's the capital. And that's how they get paid. So typically, here's what happens with that. Now, don't forget that the doctor's visits are free. And you got a lot of people that have nothing to do or bored or retired, old ladies or what have you. And they say, oh, well, I got a little cough. I think I'll go to the doctor. Well, the doctors will welcome her. Because he's going to run that card off. The more people the doctor sees, the more money he makes. That's the only way he can get a raise. So the old lady goes to the doctor. I don't mean to pick on old ladies, but whoever. And you know what he tells her? He says, come on back in a week. Let's make sure everything is okay. Because he can run that card off and push her through the office as fast as he can. In the meantime, especially in the city of Montreal, people are waiting in line at the emergency room and are dying in lines. So, you know, one of the problems is somebody had proposed that they put a $20 per office visit when you go see the doctor, and that would stop a lot of it. But it's not in the Constitution. They'd have to pass an amendment. So, therefore, so-called free medicine, and my brother was telling me he's paying over almost $5 a gallon for gas now, so that's part of the so-called free medicine. But until they, you know, go backwards, it's going to bankrupt the country. And you're right.
You know, Gil, when you mentioned free, you know as well as I do that there's no such thing as something for nothing, I hope.
Exactly.
Do you? Okay. And let me quote Ben Franklin. And my listeners have heard me quote him before. He said, anytime somebody gets something for nothing, somebody gets nothing for something.
That's right.
Somebody pays for it. So it's not free. Let's clear that up. It's not free at all. Is it?
Well, they give the impression that it's free, not realizing.
There. Okay, qualify it. They give the impression it's free, like Obama's going to do, like Hillary would do, and even maybe like McCain would do. Who knows? If they socialize. Call it what it is. It's not universal health care. It's socialized medicine.
Well, it's going to break everybody. I mean, I'm retired, and I see the value of my savings go down all the time. And I thought I was pretty well off, you know, like 10 years ago, but I've seen my assets decline by maybe 75% in the last 10 years. That's money down the drain.
Okay, Gil, can you repeat that for our listeners? You've seen your assets go down how much?
Probably about 75% in the last 10 years just because of inflation. I mean, look, every time we go to the grocery store, you know, things just are out of hand, and we're on Social Security. And last year we got like about a 2% raise. They've got to be kidding me if they think that 2% is the cost of living. You know, I don't want to
for
nothing.
They fudge on those numbers. You know that.
Well, exactly. But anyway, I just wanted to.
Okay. Gil, do you have anything else to add? You can hang over if you want to. If not, can you hang over?
Well, I would like to add something about
John
McCain.
All right, fine. Just hang on for just a moment here. We have Gil in Arizona. Our discussion is North American Union. The devilish conspiracy is coming like a freight train. Don Wayne back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne here. Our subject matter today, perhaps the most important subject that we could discuss on this air or any other air, and yet we'll get very little notice, other than perhaps a few alternative media such as WorldNet Daily, RBN here, and so forth. We have Gil from Arizona on the line who held over. Thank you for holding over, Gil. You have some further thoughts you want to share with us?
Well, just about John McCain, a lot of things are going around, not rumors, but people here know John McCain as being the world's biggest free trader there is, and he's also a traitor to the ideals of this country. But one of the things I thought was interesting, one of the stories that are going around, it's not a story, it's a fact, it was reported in the London Telegraph. Sometimes you'll get a lot more news from outside sources than you will in the controlled media we have here. And it's also on several websites where when John McCain was captured, they're claiming that McCain was brainwashed by his Vietnamese captors. Because they realized after he was captured that he was the son of Admiral John McCain, who was the commander of the Pacific Fleet. And they knew that they had a prize there. So they had the most sophisticated brainwashing methods. And the headline reads, "Was John McCain brainwashed by his North Vietnamese captors to destroy this nation?" And I believe that to almost be true. McCain is not the hero he's put out to be. Although he was tortured, he finally did break the code of silence which is, you know, you give your name, rank, and serial number. McCain gave them all the information he could. Probably most of us would, too, after that kind of torturing. But
yeah.
When McCain left capture, he was heavier, meaning he was better fed than when he was in the military. They had a private room for him. And I don't know if you want me to give the website, but it tells the whole story. It's very revealing.
Sure. Go ahead.
Newsbyus.com. And you'll have to do a little search on that website about McCain because there's a lot of little numbers after that. But I don't think McCain has got our best interests. And he could have been brainwashed and is actually the Manchurian candidate. So that's all I got to say about him.
Well, Gil, I want to thank you for joining in the discussion this morning. Those are well-reasoned and well-thought-out comments. And, you know, I've heard the same thing about McCain. I don't know if there's any evidence out there to support any of it. Do you, offhand?
Well, if you read this article, there seems to be plenty of evidence. They name names and so forth, and they're saying, you know, naming the Vietnamese generals that was in charge of it and so forth, and they've got links where you can actually follow the links. And, you know, it was reported in the London Telegraph, which was no Mickey Mouse newspaper, so there must be some credibility to it, because I don't think that newspaper would put that out without doing...
Well, there's such a thing as libel laws that McCain could fall back on if he really wanted to dispute the stories.
Well, that's right, and all you got to do is do a Google search and put John McCain brainwashed North Vietnamese, and it'll come right up, and there's probably 20 or 30 websites that have copied that same story. I think voting for McCain, you know, this election I'm going to write Ron Paul in. I can't see much difference. I'm afraid, I'm more afraid of the Democrats, obviously, because I value my Second Amendment rights. I want to keep my guns. But I can't bring myself to vote for McCain knowing what I know about him.
Well, you write in Ron Paul.
That's exactly what I plan to do.
Gil, I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Don't be a stranger
on this program. We look forward to hearing from you again.
Well, I've been listening for quite a while on and off, especially on shortwave, and I never have called, but here I am.
You never have called before?
Nope.
This is your first time?
Yes.
Well, don't let it be your last, Gil.
Well, I won't. Like I say, I listen a lot, but it's one of those things, you know, you really never have anything to say, but this time I thought I'd add my 2 cents worth.
Well, we're glad you did, Gil, and thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
We got to move along now. Michael in New York. Michael, welcome to our program. What's on your mind today, Michael?
Hi, Don. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning. You betcha.
Just want to respond to the discussion and the topic. First, I'd like to mention that when it comes to this health care stuff and the poor people thinking that their medicine's so expensive they can't afford it and they need the government to help them, goes to show how stupid we've become. Now, you're talking to a guy that never gets sick. I haven't had anything in over 25 years, not even a flu or a cold. I have the best health insurance in the world. It's called God and Mother Nature. And the fool Americans today, not only have they allowed themselves to get disconnected from their history of this country's constitutional republic and everything required to establish it and sustain it, but they've also allowed themselves to be duped by these same sinister forces into no longer understanding their relationship with Mother Nature, from whom their bodies came from, and to whom their bodies will be returned to. And they don't understand that only with the relationship with Mother Nature, taking care of their bodies, only eating natural foods, you'll never get sick. Now, animal flesh is not a natural food, and there's one of the major stumbling blocks of most people. Animal flesh is a magnet for pathogens. Besides it rotting the body out from inside, and that's why everybody has offensive body odors, and they need to shower frequently, use deodorants and perfumes or colognes to disguise and cover up before they go out in public. How come we're not born that way? Do little kids
Michael, can I interrupt for a moment?
Sure, Don.
Can I interrupt for just a moment? That's fine. That's a great subject for another time and another day. But I was hoping that you might help enlighten our listeners,
Don,
this morning as to your views on the North American Union.
Thanks, Don. And I'm yes, and I just wanted to express how people have to realize that their health is in their own hands. If I get sick, I'm not going to go to my neighbor. I'm not going to go to you, Don, and say, "Geez, I'm sick as a dog, Don. I need some money to go pay this doctor." Or go to the government and say, "I need help to see this doctor." That's ridiculous, and these Americans better get off their butts and assume some responsibility for what they put inside their own bodies. Now, getting back to the hot topic, Don.
North American Union.
Yes, sir.
That's our subject. That's our subject, Michael. I'd appreciate it if you'd enlighten us as to your views on the subject.
Well, you know, Don, of course, anybody even thinking, contemplating that maybe a union with Canada and the United States has a potential viability is also out to lunch, because the United States is the only constitutional republic on the planet, period. Canada is a province of the Queen of England.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want anything to do with them.
Good point. You bet.
With respect to government relations, as far as trading, no problem. I respect Canadian people as I respect all people, but when it comes to the governments, there's no way anything's going to compare to what we were established with in the United States with a constitutional republic. And these Rockefellers,
America, Michael, is unique, is it not, in the history of mankind? It's
absolutely
done more. It's, you don't destroy. Let me address this to Obama. You don't tear down a castle and replace it with a shack. And that's what all these politicians are more than willing to do. George Bush, it's treason. It's treason, pure and simple, for not securing our borders, and for bringing us into this allegiance with this North American Union.
Yes,
and
sir.
He doesn't want this brought out any more than it already has been. But we're trying to do it. We're trying to lend our voice to this effort to get it out there and inform people. Hey, they're stealing your country from you, folks. What are you going to do about it? Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, sir, Don, absolutely. This is high treason. And anybody contemplating such a move should be swinging from tree limbs ASAP, because the founding fathers are rolling in the graves for anybody even contemplating such a move. And these Americans today are just so asleep, it's beyond pathetic. Now, when you hear Rockefeller or the Bushes or the Clintons talking about this kind of merger, you know it's a United Nations agenda. It's Rockefeller's Trilateral Committee. They created the EU with the Euro. Now they want the American Union with the Amero. And simultaneously right now we're active in Asia forming the third bloc, the Asian bloc.
That's the Trilateral.
That's right. And then with the three regions, with three currencies, then they can easily merge them into one with one currency. And that's their strategy. And it's,
and you know something, Michael, you know something, you put that very well, and you know something else, is they're all fiat currencies, aren't they? They never talk about any sort, you know.
That's right.
They're fiat currencies.
That's right. And then they will be able to easily take those fiat currencies, those three, the Euro, the Amero, and then whatever the Asian one is, and then they'll create the same economic crises that we're experiencing now to justify why we need to now merge into one currency. And so that's their strategy. It's old news. I mean, for us guys that have been on this trail for decades, we know exactly what their intentions are and their plans detail by detail. And
so you're not a Johnny. You're not a Johnny come lately into this war.
Don, I was educating friends about the Pan American Union and the Amero about 95, 96.
Oh boy.
Yes, sir. And so I'm.
Well, Michael, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your comments here this morning. We've got to move on here a little bit, but
thank you, Don.
They're well thought out, and we thank you for them, Michael. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you, sir. Great show.
You betcha. Thank you, sir. Okay, that's Michael in New York, always having something constructive and enlightening to share with you listeners out there. You know, we were mentioning, getting back here for a moment to the North American Union, and of course it's all linked. Oftentimes, you know, we may think, well, you know, this caller or that caller, or you, Don, or somebody is getting off subject, and we're kind of wandering away. But you know what? It's all linked, isn't it? It's all linked together. We're connecting the dots, as it were, which you have to do. Because if you understand the motivation of the trilateralists and the CFR people, Michael alluded to it a moment ago, where he said they want to create chaos. That's why we're doing nothing along our border. That's why we're putting our own Border Patrol agents in prison for 10 and 12 years, respectively, for doing their job. It's a link. We're linking together all of these events so that it's like a, like I mentioned yesterday, as I mentioned yesterday, when you put all the pieces together, you have a complete puzzle. You have a complete picture. And that's what we're attempting to do here. So we're jumping over here back again to this North American Union concept. Now, believe me, I kid you not, when I'm telling you that all of this is supposed to transpire now by the year 2010. That's not far away, is it? 2010. All of this is supposed to happen. Meanwhile, you're supposed to be lulled asleep by the major media, by the stories of Britney Spears, O.J. Simpson, what have you. And these debates mean nothing. These so-called debates, both parties, they're not getting, I don't know where these questioners are coming from. Put me as a questioner on one of these debates. And get to the, and we'll talk about the North American Union. We'll talk about the CFR. We'll talk about the shadow government. And this will never happen. Not with the present media that we have, the gutless media that we have. My hat's off. Kudos to Lou Dobbs over at CNN. He's trying to wake the people up, much the same as we're trying to do here. Ron Paul, a name synonymous so almost with this network, going into this election, a great American, a maverick, as it were. And he has denounced this NAFTA superhighway that I was referring to a moment ago. And I'll quote from what he said. He said, NAFTA superhighway that's being planned in his state as part of this larger plot for a merger of U.S., Canada, and Mexico into the North American Union. And he says here, he says, by now, many Texans have heard about the proposed NAFTA superhighway, which is also referred to as the Trans-Texas Corridor. What you may not know, he goes on to say, is the extent to which plans for such a superhighway are moving forward without. Let me repeat that, quoting Ron Paul here. He says, what you may not know is the extent to which plans for such a superhighway are moving forward without congressional oversight or media attention. Of course not. If anything, they'll sweep it under the rug. Now, this thing is 4 football fields wide, folks, this corridor running from way down there somewhere in Mexico all the way up to the Canadian border. And anything and everything will be allowed to come into this country. And Paul went on to explain that most members of Congress are unaware of the plans because only relatively small amounts of money have been spent studying the plans. And those allocations were included in enormous transportation appropriations bills. So what he's saying is that the monies involved in providing for the construction and so forth of the superhighway are just small change in the eyes of the politicians that we put in Congress. Just small change. I mean, they get lost in the shuffle. The funding for this superhighway is lost in the shuffle of major, enormous transportation appropriation bills. Boy, if there was ever a need to get back to the Reaganist approach toward government, where he said government is not the solution to these problems, government is the problem. As long as we do not come to grips with that basic concept, we're going to be in trouble. Getting back to the Stop the North American Union piece by Danine G. Peterson. She's a PhD, and this was updated as of August 31st of 2007. And she says, the research will clearly demonstrate what has been created under the European Union is exactly what they want to impose upon our constitutional republic. How do we know? Because the one world monopolists have boldly announced their intentions. Dr. Robert A. Pastor, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, told the Trilateral Commission in 2002. Well, we'll be back. What are your thoughts? The North American Union, 800-213-9443. Get on the telephone. Let's hear from you. Don Wayne back in the phone.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiolite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiolite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. The waning moments of our show, I kid you not, on this Friday, September. Ah, boy. You know, you get involved in this stuff, and it's really not fun to discuss, but it has to be. It really has to be. We have Mike in New York.
Yeah, hi, Don.
Hi, you're back.
Nope, different Mike.
Oh, this is a different Mike. What's on your mind, Mike? Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I was just wondering, have you been reading about Calderon here making his way through California and, you know, trying to, he's basically saying that, you know, we should be more kind to the illegals crossing over into our country. And
okay, now, Mike, who is saying that?
Calderon, the president of Mexico.
Oh, okay, sure. Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just wondering if you've been reading about any of his statements that he's been saying on his little almost pacifying tour for, you know, dumping all his porn unwanted into our country.
Well, it's propaganda. It's nothing in the world but propaganda, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You asked me what I thought. That's what I think. I think it's propaganda.
Yeah, it's... to me, it's despicable, really. I mean, why don't you create a system and a society down in that corrupt country to keep people that, you know, in your own country instead of trying to jettison, you know, up here, right? It's just ridiculous. It's like he's abdicating that his country is a failure, but we should be understanding and accept these people, you know?
Well, what Calderon or what Vicente Fox thinks shouldn't make an iota's worth of difference to our government and this nation. What we should be doing is securing the borders down there and saying, okay, fine, you keep your poverty, you keep your impoverished population down there living in cardboard boxes and so forth. You keep them down there. We don't need them here. We don't need their coming up here and killing our people, raping our women. We don't need them coming up here and peddling illegal drugs. Go ahead.
Absolutely not. And it's all because that country's so freaking corrupt. That's the problem.
Sure.
I mean, I read somewhere, how many billionaires are there out of that country? I mean, per capita-wise throughout the whole world.
Is there six or seven?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the whole thing. It's all about the graft and... You know, basically, they really don't care about their people, and, hey, send them up here. We'll take them, right? So, why does this... It just really upsets me that this guy's, you know, he's on this visit through California and basically, you know, trying to say, oh, no, it's a good thing for you, you know?
Well, did you hear what former governor of California once said, Gray Davis? He once said, "Will the last Caucasian out of California please turn out the lights?"
Oh no, I didn't hear that. But that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably
well,
why
see,
they
that's,
went.
That's the attitude these people have, though, Mike.
But that's
probably the
why
attitude
they went.
These. That's the mindset these people have. I think deep down they hate America. I've thought that for a long time. I agree with Michael Savage. Liberalism is a disease.
I'm not sure why. I listen to him, and I agree with about maybe 60% of what he says.
Mm-hmm.
But he's very staunch on you know.
Whoa, we're out of time. Michael, thank you for calling.
Nationalist.
We're out of time here for this day, for this. Thank goodness it's Friday day. I'm Don Wayne here. I want to thank our callers. I want to thank you for joining us on this final day of the week. This is the end of our first month here with I Kid You Not, and I want to thank you for participating. And for joining us and for listening. So this is Don Wayne. Until Monday, same time, same station. I kid you not. With recent